This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Matt Strawn, who's the chairman of the Iowa Republican Party. We want to get his reaction today to President Obama's latest visit to the Hawkeye State, once again touting his domestic agenda as it relates to energy and the economy. And Matt, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, great to be with you, Greg.
Well, first of all, what do you make of the president seemingly going to your state every time he's trying to make a major push? We saw the healthcare campaign event there. He mentioned in his speech today, of course, that without a big win in Iowa, he might not be president today. So what do you make of all the visits to your state?
Well, we certainly love the attention. I tell you, hopefully the businesses there were able to benefit from it because they certainly haven't been benefiting from his policies. And, you know, one thing that we see that has changed dramatically in the Hawkeye State since the state did vote for President Obama back in November of 2008, is that opinions on his policies have, I guess that support hasn't continued, especially with independent voters and even disaffected Democrats who, you know, unfortunately, whether it's, you know, the federal stimulus bill or other legislation, you know, that spends more money out of Washington, unemployment here in Iowa continues on the rise.
I know that
You know, for us, you know, the disappointing thing is when the president comes here and talks about job creation, it's always followed up by spending more money. And Iowans understand that you don't create more jobs locally by spending more money that this government and its taxpayers don't have.
What do the job numbers look like right now compared to where we were at the start of 2009?
Full percentage point higher in the state of Iowa. We are actually at 24-year record unemployment levels in the state. Now, our state average is about 6.7% unemployed. Of course, that doesn't count the underemployed that are seeing either cut back hours or, you know, working two jobs to make up for the one professional job they lost. And in some of these areas of the state where the president is today, we're approaching double-digit figures. One county alone is over 10%. So going to these counties and talking about, increased federal spending, it just doesn't make sense to most Iowans. We had a rally last night in Ottumwa, which is in southeast Iowa, a Democrat stronghold, traditionally, and I had one small business owner come up and say the biggest problem facing Iowa's Main Street businesses is the uncertainty that they're seeing out of the federal government. Whether it's changing the rules with regulations and coupled with overspending, it means it's that much tougher for the small business owner to actually get a loan to either expand their business or, you know, to open up new opportunities or to buy products or to hire employees. And they think it'd be a lot better if the federal government would just tell them what the rules are and then get out of their way.
One of the things we saw President Obama talk about today, and he certainly talked about this before, is how the new energy economy will be the key to really get this economy humming again. How do you think that plays in Iowa?
Well, certainly, we believe in the future of renewable fuels and other alternative sources such as wind energy as well, because we have some major turbine manufacturers here. But, you know, again, when the federal government, or any government for that matter, starts picking economic winners and losers, I don't think that's good for economic development either in Iowa or across the country. The best thing that our government can do is to lessen those regulatory burdens, lessen the tax burdens, and actually let capital flow to those projects that those entrepreneurs with an idea or those businesses that want to expand, and let them take the risk and actually incentivize that kind of risk-taking activity. While it's great that certainly, you know, there's some companies that may benefit from a specific tax credit or tax change, I think we need to create an environment in this country that incentivizes all people to take a risk with their capital and try and create a business instead of having the federal government come in and try and pick winners and losers.
What do you think the people are seeing in the actual administration of President Obama that they didn't expect when they heard candidate Obama speak?
Well, I think one thing we saw definitely at our rally that we've had, we've had two across the state, are the number of people that really thought that the president was going to put his trust in Americans to turn this country around. And instead it seems like, you know, the president comes to town and he has all the answers. I know they talked about this this being a listening tour and hearing the concerns of folks on Main Street, but kind of this one-size-fits-all, we-know-better attitude, I think, is remarkably different than they saw from candidate Obama in November of 2008. And I think you've seen that in a lot of the polling in Iowa. While this was the state that helped launch Obama on the path to the presidency, a lot of those independent voters are actually leaving him. Now, I think they still support him personally, but the policies pursuing is not what they had in mind.
What about those who have supported that agenda, and namely the Democratic lawmakers in the state, obviously all the Democratic members of Congress are on the ballot this year. Senator Harkin is not, but it seems as though that the governor may be dragged down by some of the policies here in Washington as well.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's, I think, one of the reasons the president has chosen to return to Iowa for the second time in 4 weeks. And not only is he returning to Iowa, but he's returning to very, very Democrat-friendly territory because of the policies in both Washington and here in Des Moines, because we have one-party Democrat rule here in Iowa. The Democrats have a very dispirited base. There's an intensity gap that exists for Democrat voters that Republican voters right now, the most dangerous place will be between a Republican voter and a ballot box come this November. And I think the president's here to try and get those Democrats off the mat and rally them. Unfortunately, in Chet Culver, who is the Democrat incumbent governor in Iowa, they have probably the most vulnerable governor in the country to try and defend because of the job losses we've seen in Iowa, because of fiscal mismanagement at the state level, budgets that are out of balance, property tax increases are happening across school districts all across Iowa. So I think part of the president's visit is certainly political to not just shore up Democrats in 2010, but if Republicans win back the governor's office, which I think we will in 2010, and win back a legislative majority, it starts complicating his math when he seeks re-election in 2012.
We're talking with Matt Strawn. He's the chairman of the Iowa Republican Party. And Matt, one, of course, of the big developments politically in the last couple of years has been the frustration with Washington, the demonstrations, the Tea Party movement. But it's not only directed its frustration with the Democrats, but also entrenched Republican politicians. We've seen already that kind of the party-anointed candidates in a couple different states are running into big problems. Charlie Crist in Florida is probably not going to win, certainly, the Republican nomination. He may run as an independent. Dan Coats was expected to be a pretty easy nominee in Indiana, and now it's the Tea Party movement that's kind of energizing another one of the candidates. Do you expect the two forces to be able to align, or is it going to be a bit of an uneasy coexistence over the next few months?
Well, I think it's how our candidates conduct themselves, to be honest with you, Greg. Here in Iowa, you know, I counsel our candidates with the folks that are showing up at Tea Party rallies. You know, they are just frustrated everyday Iowans. They haven't been, by and large, been politically active in the past, and what they are looking for, they're looking for authentic candidates that not only talk about principled positions, but will actually act on them when they get elected. So I don't believe we should go out as Republicans and try and co-opt these Tea Party folks. But if we have principled positions that are based on convictions and not based on, you know, just political whims, then I think there's a real opportunity to earn their votes. But I don't think Republicans should take Tea Party votes for granted. And, you know, at our rally we had just the other night in Ottumwa, that was one of the encouraging things, that we had many no-party voters, independent voters, come up and say, I'm glad that this wasn't a rally about Republicans or Democrats, but it was about Iowans and Americans standing up for the principles that made this country great. So I think if Republicans are espousing the values and the principles that our party was founded upon and then acting on them, I think that goes a long way to regaining the trust with a lot of those citizens that have become disaffected with partisan politics.
Well, Matt, Iowa, no stranger to being in the political spotlight, and even in a non-presidential year, you may be in the spotlight as we get closer to Election Day. Thank you very much for being with us again.
Hey, thanks, Greg. Take care.
Absolutely. Matt Strawn is chairman of the Iowa Republican Party. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily. Excellent, sir. Thank you.